Flow Rider and My House, and let's catch up with one of our old mutual runners for the Comrades Marathon, former Comrades winner 1993 of Berea, Durban, and she's going for her 30th Comrade. She's recently picked up a little bit of an injury, so she admits that it's going to be a little bit of a challenge this time round. Tilda ran her first race in 1984. She finished in the top 10 for 10 consecutive years from 1986 to 95. She's 56 years old now, which I think you're allowed to say when you've accomplished so much by such a young age.
Yes.
And she's well known in KZN running circles. She runs for the Savages. So good morning to Tilda.
Good morning.
So you're an actual former winner of the Comrades Marathon. You've done 29 now. Is this going to be your 30th?
This is my 30th, and I plan to take Comrades pension after this 30th one.
Okay, well, that's an incentive, hey?
It's a big incentive. And then hopefully, if I'm in one piece,
yeah.
Keeping in mind to run in 2020 as a 60-year-old.
Wow.
And then 2025 is the 100th running of Comrades. And if I'm able to qualify, I think I'll be at the start line then.
This is, I can't get my head around people like you, Tilda. I mean, if you can even do one Comrades in your life, and it's an accomplishment, and you like doing your 30th now. Can you even remember your first one in 93, the one where you won? Can you even remember that? How did it feel?
I can remember that one very well, but I think the one that will always stick in my mind is my very first one in 1984. I think if you speak to any Comrades runner, their very first run is the one that they will always remember. The others are just, maybe you remember snippets.
Yeah.
But the first one, you'll always remember it.
Why so much the first one?
Oh, it's something completely new. You've trained. Mm. You don't know what you're actually getting yourself in for. Mm. And then it's just the most amazing feeling when you actually finish it.
Tilda, a picture emerged after your win. Something to do with a bubble bath?
Oh, yeah. My husband and I are very, very famous. The day after the Comrades win, on the front page of the Daily News,
yeah.
There was a picture of him and I in the bubble bath.
Yes.
But, people remember that more than me winning Comrades. People from America say, oh, yes, you're the one that was in the bubble bath. And how that came about is the photographer from the Daily News, at the finish of Comrades, he said, can I come to your place and do some kind of different picture? And then we decided on the bubble bath.
Wow.
But I didn't know it would make front page news.
Internationally.
Yes, internationally.
So now you run with your hair in a special kind of ponytail. Well, you did in the past. Are you going to do it again?
I used to have much longer hair, and I used to have it tied up in two plaits.
Yeah.
Or like people say, two pigtails.
Yes. Like Pippi Longstockings.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. I said Heidi and all her goats. Now it doesn't fit into long plaits anymore, but I still run in two ponytails. So that's my trademark.
Fabulous.
And if I haven't got those ponytails, I feel uncomfortable.
Well, Tilda, we're going to be following your journey for your 30th Comrades Marathon. Good luck, eh?
Thanks very much.
And you can follow Tilda's journey as well. Just go to www.worldofendurance.co.za/journey to find exclusive behind-the-scenes footage of an incredible Tilda and the rest of our old mutual runners.